ओम शांति। This morning when Sister Mira invited me to take class and she asked me for the topic, I told her that I would like to speak on the power of concentration and why have I chosen this topic. First of all, because I've been going around to many centers and to many countries, and I've been noticing that one of the reasons why we have not been able to experience our Brahmin life so successful, the reason also why many times we feel tired with the excess amount of things we have to do, can be tasks in the center, Baba service, your logic job, and even one of the reasons why we cannot experience powerful meditation, it all depends on the power of concentration. Baba this morning defined very beautifully about the power of concentration. Baba said that we have to focus the intellect in an unadulterated remembrance on one. So for Baba, the power of concentration is to have our mind and intellect completely focused without any adulteration. It means without any interference of other thoughts, other people, other influences. And even if you see in the logic world also, the power of concentration is very important. Like the power of concentration is very essential in any learning process. I can give you a small example from my experience. I have one niece who is a tennis player. And because she has to go to so many tournaments and to so many competitions, she many times misses her classes in the school. But at the same time, she has been so successful in the school. She has never missed one single year, and she has never had any bad mark in her bulletin. So one day I asked her, how could she manage to miss so many classes because of the competitions that she has to travel here and there, and at the same time be successful in her school? And she just gave me a very simple answer, and she said, do you know, auntie, when I'm not there, I'm not there. But when I am in class, I sit on the first row, and I just glue my eyes on the teacher, and I become completely absorbed in what is going on, so that I can learn very fast. So even in terms of logic study, concentration is very, very important. Also, if you go around in the production world, you're going to see that the ones who have concentration not just can produce much more, but also they can have better quality in the production that they produce. And so, of course, this kind of workers will be promoted very fast, because they will produce more, they will make many less mistakes, the quality control will be higher. So even in that sense, we can have a benefit for the ones who have the power of concentration. Also in terms of relationships, how many of you observe the difference when you are receiving toli, for instance. Sometimes we are receiving toli, but the person who is giving toli makes us feel that when we are that few seconds in front of them, they are fully concentrated on us, like with Baba. Baba had 2,000 people last day passing in front of him. But each one of us felt when we passed in front of Baba that Baba gave us dristi. Why? Because Baba is fully concentrated on us, on the moment, on the spot. And on the other side, how do you feel when you pass in front of someone that is giving dristi and the person is looking to the side, is talking to someone else and just giving you dristi or just giving you the toli mechanically? Or even when you are chatting with someone, how do you feel when this person is talking to you but it's also talking to other people, is also talking to her own thoughts, or is just like looking around? We like to see that the person with whom we are conversing, talking, is fully concentrated on us. Isn't it like that? Because then you feel that that person is listening to you. Then you feel that that person is present. Sometimes the person is in front of you, but you don't experience that they are present. They are somewhere else. So concentration is important in so many areas. Even in the Lokic world, for instance, when you see the scientists, sometimes they lock themselves in their labs and they can stay 8, 10, 12 hours without eating, without sleeping, completely absorbed in the task, in the research that they are doing. Or, for instance, a sports person, when they are playing football or cricket or any other game, you feel that they are completely attentive in whatever they are doing. And because of that, there is such a good performance. Imagine what would happen if a car racer would miss the concentration for 1 second while driving a car with almost 300 kilometers per hour. What would happen? Such a dangerous thing. But of course, we would not say that the scientists or the sports person or a businessman who is very concentrated in his business, they are having spiritual concentration. Because the spiritual concentration is something more than just good performance in your action. That's true, it includes that as well, but not just that. Also, we can see that there are some negative emotions that triggers out concentration on us. But we would also not consider that spiritual concentration. Like, for instance, fear. When you are with fear, you are concentrated. Like, for instance, if you have fear of a ghost, or if you have fear of thieves, at that moment you cannot think any other thing but that a ghost might be coming, or a thief might enter your house. So you are completely concentrated, frightened. That's not spiritual concentration. Right? So what is really spiritual concentration that could be beneficial for all of us? So concentration means to focus your mind and intellect in one direction. And Baba has given us very clear aim where we have to concentrate ourselves. We have to concentrate ourselves in our aim to be perfect. We have to concentrate ourselves on Baba, so that we can draw power from Baba. We have to concentrate ourselves in whatever task we are doing in Baba service, so that we cannot lose the opportunity and we cannot also go into any waste. So sometimes when we also talk about concentration, because concentration, as I just said, can be experienced because of flow of adrenaline in your body, so that you go hard in that matter, in that subject, sometimes some of us think that concentration involves some aspects which are not connected with Gyan, with spiritual life. For instance, concentration doesn't require seriousness. You know, like when someone is so serious that they don't even smile, because they look like very concentrated, very introverted. But that's not real concentration. Because concentration, Baba has explained to us so many times, that if you are really concentrated, you are light. The things flow. Also, concentration doesn't mean tension. You are so tense about doing something that you don't even look what is going around. I remember, for instance, once I had to go to a public office to get some documents, and they indicated to me to which room I had to go. So when I entered there, I found this small man sitting on a table, and he was so absorbed in his work that I stayed for about 10 minutes standing at the door, and he didn't look at me. He didn't invite me to come in. So, you know, I felt so bad because I didn't know if I could enter or I could not enter. So it doesn't mean that kind of tension that you don't see the people, you don't recognize, you don't acknowledge the people around you. Concentration doesn't mean as well that you have to contract your face. Even some Brahmins, when they are meditating, it looks more that they are in a torture than in meditation. They make such a face, you know, this becomes just like full of wrinkles, and their lips just become so tight. You know, it doesn't mean, you know, like you are relaxed. You don't have to contract anything. Concentration in terms of meditation or spiritual life is nothing about hard work. Not about forceful kind of activity. But sometimes people also wonder, is it that for you to have concentration in meditation, in the reflection of knowledge, is it just something that depends on the soul? Is it just something that depends on your inner abilities? So, first of all, I'm going to say to you that it's not. There are some physical factors that influence concentration. So if you can be attentive to these physical factors, then your concentration will be better, your concentration will be easier, and you might also discover that the fact that you are not being able to concentrate is not of because the many sins of 63 births. It could be some physical aspects. So the first aspect that on my list that makes it difficult concentration is people who have a deficiency of attention. And the deficiency of attention can be something that it was inherited by genes, or it was inherited since their birth. But also the deficiency of attention can be because of the kind of life that we live. We live in a society that we require too many stimulus. Like if you see a television, if you watch a television, so many pictures, one after the other, tries to capture your attention. Also, the whole advertising mechanism tries to convince you that you have to buy certain products. So this is like bombarding us all the time, requesting our attention. So in that sense, many of us lack of concentration because of some deficiency in the chemicals of the brain. And if this is the case of any person, even a Brahmin, they have to go under medical treatment. Meditation, dhyan, spiritual training can help, but might not overcome completely the problem, because the problem is some imbalance in the hormones of the brain. For instance, child that is hyperactive, no? Then they have difficulty in learning in a school, for instance. Some second aspect that makes concentration more difficult is if you have any sickness or any pain in your body. That's why we listen so many times to the classes from the seniors, and they tell us, try to prepare yourself. Try to accumulate power before you become sick, before you have a problem in your life, before any situation comes. Try to experience the bodiless stage. Try to experience soul consciousness. Why Papa insists on us so intensely about this? Why the seniors keep repeating this to us? Because whenever we are sick or whenever we have any pain in our body, it becomes much more difficult to concentrate. Is it like that? All of you have this experience, right? Concentrate on the spiritual things. You are just going to be concentrated on your pain. Then third thing that is very important, and I've been noticing that it's very important, especially for us Brahmins. I've been in Gyan for 30 years, and even before Gyan, I was a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian since I was 18. But before Gyan, I used to have a very healthy food habit. I was a little bit liking naturalism. And then when I became Brahmin and I was told that the only thing that we had to do, it was to be vegetarian, not eat any kind of meat, eggs, onion and garlic. Very easy. And after some time, I realized, in fact, that that was not sufficient. Vegetarian diet is just the first step. But if you have the intention to be healthy, to have a good body, full of energy, full of vitality, you need to take attention to some of the things. Maybe while you are in Madhuban, you can have a break, but whenever you are in your places or your home, you have to pay attention in the amount of minerals, vitamins that you have. Because many times lack of concentration can come just out of lack of vitamins and minerals in the body. Especially, for instance, for many of us vegetarians, we can get everything from cereals, from vegetables, from milk, from fruits, but there is one vitamin that we normally don't get sufficient, which is the vitamin B12. And when it's lacking vitamin B12, and many vegetarians lack this vitamin, the person cannot concentrate. The brain just produces instability. So I'm not going to go into this detail in what, although this is one of the areas of my passion. I'm not going to go into more details because the class is not about vegetarian diet, it's about concentration. But I urge that all of you take more care and attention in your food. It can be simple, doesn't need to be complicated, doesn't need to be very expensive, but what we eat is not sufficient. Normally, too much bread, too much carbohydrate, too much sugar, too much caffeine. All these things are just like destroying the quality of yourself and of your vitality. Second thing, it's very necessary to have proper breathing habits and also proper air in the room. Sometimes we see that in the meditation, in the classroom, in our centers, there are many people like nodding off. And we think that they are not concentrated or they are tired. But sometimes it's just lack of air, lack of oxygen. You have to have ventilation. Also, we need to breathe completely. We have to give oxygen to our body. Like a child. If you look to a child, when the child is sleeping, you are going to see that the child does exactly the same of a cat when a cat is lying down. It breathes through the belly. And whenever you see a dog, you see that the dog just breathes with his upper part, which is very bad. And that's why dogs don't last very long. They don't last more than 15 years. Because they don't put sufficient air, sufficient oxygen in their bodies. So the breathing exercise, who was in Daddy Junkie's class about 3 days ago when the Murli, she taught us to say Om Shanti. Yes, do you remember? And she said, if we speak 3 times Om Shanti, in that way that she taught us, Om Shanti, she said, it's very healthy for your lungs and your body because you inhale a lot of oxygen and you put out a lot of the carbon, the bad air. So this is also very, very important. Another aspect which is a physical aspect that it's connected with the power of concentration is dehydration. I remember Sister Mohini from New York once when we were in Peace Village in a teacher's meeting, and she was telling us the experience of one sister, I don't know, someone, that was always with like this habit of sleeping in meditation. And one day she called the sister and said, I want to know, why do you always sleep in class? Don't you get sufficient sleep in the night, or what is it? And then conversing with this person, she discovered that that girl would not drink sufficient water. So the only problem that she had, it was lack of water in her body. As soon as she started to eat, to drink 8 glasses minimum of water a day, she started to stop sleeping in meditation. It's amazing, isn't it? Because sometimes we burden ourselves, we feel very guilty. I cannot concentrate, I cannot meditate. And maybe the only thing that it's needing for you is a glass of water. Or the only thing that it's needing for you is a little bit more of oxygen. Or the only thing that it's needing for you is to have some vitamin. And this would solve the problem. Also, Brahmins listen, Baba saying in the Murli, that we have to be conquerors of sleep. And I had this sister who lived with me for about 7 years in the center, and she would wake up 2 o'clock in the morning, and she would meditate, longa meditvela, and then every day she would sleep the whole murli. And many, many times I tried to explain to her that it was better not to wake up so early and have good amritvela and have good murli than make excessive effort for amritvela and then lose out the murli. I must tell you that she's not in Gyan anymore. You know, because Baba gave us a balanced life. I don't see any proud in people saying, I keep doing Baba service till 11 o'clock, till midnight. What is the benefit on that? Baba says so many times in the murlis, we are not hatha yogis. What is the reason why some people don't get the necessary sleep? It's because they are not able to balance their schedule. And I had one problem of with some very close relative with me in my Lotic family about sleeping. And I became very interested in studying and learning about this as well. So I bought some books and I started to read about this, some 3 books about sleep. And I discovered something very interesting, that each individual is completely different in terms of their need of sleep. It's absolutely okay if someone sleeps from 6 hours a day to 10 hours a day. Some people require 10 hours a day. More than 10 hours, less than 6 hours, is something that it's imbalance. It's not healthy. Of course that we Brahmins have to consider that if we sit in meditation, those hours that we have of meditation can be considered also sleep. Not because you are sleeping in meditation, but because during meditation you are also recovering yourself. You are getting strength. You are getting energy. So we have to consider that if we have good meditation, that meditation will bring the kind of energy and vitality that we need, as if we would be in a deep sleep. So of course, for us Brahmins, we require less sleep. But still, there are some very clear statistics. Do you know which is the day of the year that there are more car accidents in the world? The day that they change to summertime. In some countries, I don't know if all countries, but like in England, United States, Brazil, from where I am, we have summertime. When the summer starts, they change the clock so that we get 1 hour more of light during the day. And this is the day that there are more car accidents in that country, in the world. Why? Because the people got 1 hour less sleep. And the opposite is true. The day that they reverse from summertime to the regular time is the day that has less car accidents in the world. Because people get 1 hour more of sleep. It's just amazing. It's true that I'm not incentivizing anyone to be lazy. I'm not incentivizing anyone to miss whatever Baba gives us as guidance to be up for amritvela, murli, and so on. But don't feel so guilty. Don't punish yourself if you have to have some extra time of sleep, try to get it. When? Maybe you work outside, so try to go to bed at 9 o'clock. We have one sister, she's excellent sister, so serviceable, so intelligent, so capable. She's 15 years in Guyana. And she tells me, Luciana, don't phone me after 8:30 in the night, because 8:30 I go to bed. Because she has full-time job. If she doesn't go at 8:30 to bed, she's not able to fulfill her Brahmin timetable. And it's okay. I accept. I respect. She helps 1 or 2 hours during the week and on the weekends. It's fine. Or if you don't have a full-time job, maybe you can rest 1 hour or half an hour after the Murli. That's what I do most of the time. After the Murli, I just go for 1 hour rest, and then the whole day I'm fresh. Some people, they prefer to rest after lunch, like here in Gansarovar or Madhuban. If you walk around at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, everything is dead here. Right? Because people normally take their nap at this time. So proper sleep is very necessary. Another thing that contributes for the lack of concentration is lack of organization. You know, when the person doesn't know how to put their own things on the desk or in the wardrobe, and to find anything takes a lot of time. And so one of the main complaints that people in the world have, but especially Brahmins have, is lack of time. And we cannot produce more than 24 hours a day, but we can expand the time. We cannot create time, but we can expand time with the power of concentration. Whatever you were using 2 hours to do, with the power of concentration, you can use 1 hour or half an hour if you are organized. Organization and priorities. It's very important that you have priorities, that you know what is more important. So every day you can make your timetable and start doing what is more important. Don't leave what is more important to the end so that you have to stay up till midnight to complete what is more important. Do it first what is more important, so that if you finish your agenda that day, fine. If you don't finish, you leave it for tomorrow, because that's not so important. So what is important? Your Amrit Vel is important. Your Murli is important. If you have children or family, they are important. You cannot leave your children without food or without going to school. If you have responsibilities, it's important. But there are other things which are nice, but, you know, like your hobbies. You can leave it for later in your list. Or even service. You don't have to say hanji to all kinds of service, so that you have so many things to do that you are not able to fulfill your responsibility. It's something that you can just not refuse service, but you can just say, sister, maybe I'll be able to do this service, but maybe not today, maybe next week. Or, sister, how urgent is this service? Because I feel that this week I'll not have extra time for this kind of activity. But if you say that I can do it till the end of the month or till the end of next week, then I can assume it. You know, all the sisters can be senior sisters or senior brothers or our center charge. We can dialogue with them. They are our brothers and sisters. We should not take as if they are imposing us something. They are giving the orders for us. It's absolutely okay to dialogue, to explain your situation, to explain how are you feeling, to explain how is your agenda that day or that week. And then just negotiate with them. You don't have to obey every single thing that they say. The words of the sister in charge of the center is not the word of God. That's a wrong way of interpreting it. They are our brothers and sisters, just a little bit more mature than us. But they are there for us to discuss. Be careful with what I'm saying, otherwise I'll keep receiving emails from sisters in charge of centers saying, why did you say this in the class? But what I'm saying is that we have to be sensible, right? And just be very frank, and so that you are able to converse and to discuss a dialogue with them. Another thing that creates a lot of difficulty in terms of concentration is the excess of options that we have nowadays. Before, you used to go to the supermarket and you would have, for instance, milk powder. Milk powder was milk powder. You would go and get milk powder. But now you have milk powder with vitamin A, milk powder with calcium, milk powder with less fat, milk powder with 0.5% fat, then, you know, you have so many varieties that you waste a lot of time just thinking which kind of milk powder I'm going to get. The same, you know, like if you just had one kind of notebook in the shop, you would go and get the notebook. But now you have the notebook with Shiv Baba, then you have the notebook with Brahma Baba, then you have the notebook with Paradise, and you keep thinking, which one do I want? Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, Paradise. You know, like options just create loss of energy, loss of time. That's why it's very important to have concentration. You know, or whenever you go to buy anything, you know, buy a pair of shoes, and you keep thinking this one, that one. So clarity is very, very important. And not just options that were created by all this society of consumism that we live in. But nowadays, there is another kind of stress, which is called techno-stress. People feel so stressful because they receive so many emails and they cannot open or read all the emails. Or they feel so stressed because there are so many possibilities and so much information and so many articles there in Google that they wanted to go and read and they don't have time. So they feel a lot of anxiety because there are so many things available. But we have to be firm with ourselves. We have to prioritize. And like, if you see that you don't have sufficient time just to open those TPSs, these emails that people send you, you just delete them even before opening. If it's really important, they are going to send you again. I remember one brother. He was a very big business person, a BK brother, very big business person. And he was from England, and one day his computer just had a breakdown and he lost everything in his computer. That was accumulated, you know, from years of work. And the amazing thing is that he realized that everything that was stored there, he didn't need it. Because after he lost everything in the computer, he could live perfectly. His life didn't diminish at all. You know, I mean, he then realized that he before he used to give so much importance for something that it was not essential for him. And essential is a very good word to define concentration. Baba says many times, come out from the extension, go to the essence. What is an essence? Like for instance in France, they have many fields of lavender to make perfume. And to make 1 liter of extract of perfume, they need tons and tons of lavender flower. So what do they do? Do you think that they take all these lavender flowers on the truck and take to the labs in Paris to make the very expensive perfumes? No. They bring the machine into the field, they make the distillation of the essence in the field so that tons and tons of lavender flower just can be reduced to 1 liter of essence. So it's the same thing that we have to do. All this information that we get, information through the boards, through the signs, information through the television, information that we receive through people, information that we receive from classes, information that we receive in so many ways, we have just to reduce everything into essence. And we just have to keep the essence. We don't need to keep all the details, all the examples, all the minute things that accompany that. So you might be thinking now, so these are the qualities that can distract or disrupt our ability of concentration. And what are the qualities that can help us in concentration? One of the qualities, and I think that it's one of the most important one, is, as I have mentioned before, to be present in the moment. Probably you have heard many, many stories of masters and disciples, but this story that I heard from one of the sisters in Brazil some time ago, I liked it very, very much. Because it's very, very simple. And for me, gave a lot of sense for what is important in the Brahmin life. The story goes that a disciple went to a master to ask him about what is the art of concentration. And the day was raining. And so when he entered and asked the master about that very deep question, the master just looked at him and said, okay, I will answer your question, but before, I want to make you a question. I want to ask you something. In which side of the door have you left your umbrella? And the disciple just laughed and said, Master, I'm asking you a very serious question and you are talking to me about the umbrella. I don't know which side of the door I have put my umbrella. Then the master answered, if you have this attitude, you will never learn the art of concentration. Because if you want to concentrate, it means that you have to be present in anything you do. It's not that you just you're just going to concentrate when you sit in meditation. You are just going to concentrate when you have to deliver a talk, where you are just going to concentrate when you are preparing for a senior sister's visit. No, but the way that you do your small tasks in the office, in the kitchen, with, you know, like the place that you put your glasses or your keys, everything counts for your concentration. Because someone cannot be concentrated in big things and not concentrated in the small things. Because who is concentrated is concentrated, will be concentrated in every aspect. Do you agree? Whoever knows how to concentrate in their daily routine will take this ability when they sit in meditation to concentrate. So it's an ability that you learn. Also, when you think about to be present in the moment, you can understand very clearly what Baba says about the past and the future. Baba says to us that we should put a full stop in our past. We should not be remembering our past. We should not keep the guilty feelings from our past. Why? Because whatever was the past is now my present. Whatever I have done in the past, whatever I have created in the past, became my present through the karma philosophy. So it means that if I pay attention in my present, automatically I am cleaning my past. Automatically, I'm dealing with my past. Because whatever I've done is influencing my present. So I don't need to keep remembering it. And whenever Baba says, you have to have a name, or you have to be interested in having a high status in Golden Age, Baba don't say that you have to move to the future. In fact, Baba says much the opposite. Baba says, if you want to be a deity in the future, if you want to have high status in the future, pay attention in your effort now. Baba says again and again, don't think that you just raise your hand to become Lakshmi or Narayan and that's sufficient. Baba says, this just pleases your own heart, or this just pleases your own ears. So it's not that knowing our future will just give us the guarantee that our future will be bright. So for our future to be bright, we have to be present in the present. We have to do the efforts now. So this is very important. Whenever we sit in meditation, many Brahmins complain that they still get useless thoughts. Because they sit in meditation, but they are remembering service. They are remembering their lucky job. They are remembering their lucky family. Or they are remembering what one brother or one BK sister said to them yesterday. And this creates a kind of laziness in the intellect. And once this laziness becomes a habit, it's very difficult to remove the habit of wandering around. So it's very important that when you sit to meditate, you sit to meditate. It means that you sit quiet. Don't keep moving your legs here and there, your eyes and your head. When you sit, you sit. When you tell yourself, I'm going to meditate for 10 minutes, you sit for 10 minutes. When you say to yourself, I'm going to meditate for half an hour, you sit for half an hour. Don't keep getting out, interrupting, looking who is entering the room, who is not entering the room. Because it becomes very distracted. That's why Dari says, when you come, sit in front. Why to sit in front? Because then the people who come late, they will not find seats in the front, so they are not going to disturb the ones who are going to be in the front. They are going to let them disturb the ones who are at the back. But at least you are here non-disturbed with the ones who also wanted to meditate. When I say to keep seated, I don't say that you have a pain in your knee and you cannot move your knee and the whole meditation you say, I cannot move. But you know, like, if you have to move, move gently. There are some Brahmins that are like children. They seem that they have some, you know, insect underneath her buttock that they keep jumping all the time here and there. It's very important. Brahma Baba had such discipline. Discipline is very important for concentration. Like the sisters, the dadis, they tell us our experience, their experience, that Brahma Baba just wanted to have in the front the ones who used to feel very attentive. And the Murli at that time was not 45 minutes. The Murli at that time could last 2 hours, 3 hours. And they were there, seated. And they didn't have these very comfortable seats. Many times they had to sit on the floor with their legs crossed. I'm not saying that we have to become Hatha Yogis. Now, Buddha made everything very simple to us. Whenever you decide that you are going to meditate, meditate with royalty. Otherwise, we are easy yogis. But that doesn't mean that we can sit down, you know, with your head at the back and your foot stretched. That's not royalty. When we are meditating, we are remembering God. We are remembering the highest. We are creating that self-control. We are creating that self-sovereignty over our sense organs. How much royalty should have in the way that we sit? I don't know if it's because I was a Hatha Yoga teacher before Gyan. And I became much easier now, but still, I feel that, you know, it's a question of dignity. That if we are creating an atmosphere, if we are in a congregation, we have to have respect for, first of all, our teacher, Shiv Baba. Then we have to have respect for the teacher who is conducting the Murli. Then we have to have respect for our brothers and sisters and create an atmosphere of alertness. So I find very important this discipline in the aspect of the power of concentration. Also, you probably have noticed that whenever you have a deadline for any task, or you have an agenda that you have to fulfill, you have more concentration. Like yesterday, Brother Ken, the brother who is the responsible for South America, he had to present some work for the regional coordinators meeting that is happening just now with the seniors. And so he said to me, Luciana, the whole day I'll be in my room because I have to finish this material till the evening. So the whole night he stayed inside of his room because he had a deadline. So it's very good if every day, every week, every month, every year, we put a deadline for us. Like this week, or this month, or this year, I will complete the task that Baba asked me to complete of removing my anger. Or this year, in this season, I will complete the task that Baba gave to me to give blessings to everyone, or just to see their specialties. So concentrate on them, on that. Just put your attention, focus your attention on that. So if we start to have like small aims, medium-term aims, and long-term aims. The long-term aim Baba gave us already, to become perfect. But Baba didn't give us the small aims, nor the short aims, or the medium-term aims that we have to create to ourselves. So, do you know what you want to accomplish till you go home from Madhuban? Do you know what you want to accomplish till the end of the year 2008? Do you know what you want to accomplish to the end of the season in April this year? So what are your aims? We have to have clarity in our aims. Om Shanti. So I will share some few last points with you, and then it's the opportunity also to have some interaction, some dialogue, questions and answers till 12:30. So another very important attitude that helps the concentration is to understand the importance, to understand the value, to understand the benefit of concentration. So if you can understand everything that you can get, how concentration helps you in maximize, in double your potentiality, of course you're going to pay more attention for that. Also, concentration becomes very natural if you start to have pleasure on that. That's why concentration is just not a technique. You cannot just learn the technique of concentration. That's why the spiritual concentration that Baba teaches us is different from the concentration of putting a flame of a candle and just concentrating your eyes on the flame of the candle. Because the concentration that Baba gives to us goes with the mind. The mind is the one that creates the pleasure, that creates the interest, and the interest moves the intellect. And how Baba explains to us that we have to discipline or to create the kind of interest which are useful for our minds through knowledge. So it's just like if we understand what makes Baba happy, what Baba likes and what Baba doesn't like, what is important, what is helpful in our Brahmin life and what is not helpful for us. So if we create our interest, our motivation on the basis of Jnana, on the basis of understanding that something is beneficial and something is not beneficial, then it means that your heart will be willing to do that. But if your heart is separated from your head, it means that your heart is not moved by Jnana, by knowledge, and your heart is still moved by your old sanskars, by the old knowledge, by your old habit, then these old habits and sanskars will not move your intellect in having interest in meditating, in having interest in becoming quiet, in having interest in silencing the mind. So, concentration, I repeat, is not a technique. It's something that you have to do it from your heart with motivation. And you change your likes and dislikes through knowledge and through experiencing the benefits of this. I can tell you so many things I have changed since I came to Baba. From small things to big things. Right? So with Jnana, we started to see the world differently. But Jnana has power when you make Jnana yours. If it's the Jnana that Baba gives, if it's the Jnana that one brother or sister gives, and you don't make this Jnana yours, it doesn't create pleasure and motivation. That's why Baba says that we have to grind our own ingredient. It means that we have to make Jnana our own. We have to make it personal. Like for instance, you might be having a situation, a problem in front of you. And the way that you see that problem is different from the way that I see that problem. Because we are going to use our own understanding of knowledge to solve that problem. it means that you cannot ask someone else what is the solution for this problem. Because for me, it might be that the solution for this problem is to think that the drama is beneficial, so this problem is very beneficial, and you are learning through this obstacle. And for you, might be that this problem is your karmic account, so it's very good that this problem came, because then you can clear it and become free from the karmic account. So each one of us have a different perspective from the situation. And it's okay. We don't have to have the same interpretation. Because we have to make Gyan our own. We have to embody the Gyan. Another aspect that it's very important to develop this concentration power is to create, Baba today in the Murli said about this. Baba said that you develop this focus on Baba's remembrance when you have Vairagya. Who remembers this point? I don't know, because I had the attention in the Murli today to be listening to the Murli, attentive to the points of the power of concentration. So in one point, Baba said, whenever you have Vairagya, this interest, it becomes easier for you to have focus, to have concentration. So if we have this interest in negativity, if we have this interest in useless things, if we have this interest in gossip, if we have this interest in the expansion, so it's easy for us to be concentrated. Why do I have to say 100 words if I can say 10 words? Why do I have to spend 1 hour talking to someone if I can talk in 10 minutes? You know, like, we have to have love. We have to have love equally to disinterest for the wasteful things. And just last, some of the qualities which are very necessary when we want to develop deeply this power of concentration. Probably the main one and the first of them is determination. Baba once said in the Murli that determination is the virtue of the ones who have a strong and powerful intellect. And once it was asked to Mama what was the main quality that we had to develop in our life. And she said, the power of determination. Because whenever we have the power of determination, it means that the willpower will be developed to put everything into practice. Baba said in the last season, Baba gave us many murlis about determination. Baba said, determination means that when you decide something, you don't think twice about that. You put that into practice. I remember very beautifully when I had one personal meeting with Baba, and Baba gave me one personal blessing. And I say this not because, wow, I got this personal blessing from Baba, but because Baba said, including the other day in Sakar Murli, and it's something that it's useful for everyone. And Baba said to me like this, Baba said, do you know why you are worthy to receive Baba's help? I just looked at Baba and I said, no, Baba, tell me. And Baba said, because when you came, you didn't think too much. It's thinking that makes the things difficult. And that was one of my first blessings from Baba personally. And I took that so intensely, because whenever we decide something, don't keep thinking twice or three times about that, because your determination will break. Once you had the thought, and it's a good thought, it's a right thought, then put it into practice. Another quality that helps immensely the power of concentration is to have stability. That's why Baba says stability, ikagra in Hindi, and ekant, to have just one, ekant. So whenever you have one Baba, whenever you direct your mind in one direction, whenever you have one support, you have stability. So as much more we depend on one Baba, and we don't have expectations towards other people, we don't have desires about receiving love and respect of other people, but we just want to have love and respect from Baba. Baba is our own support. We can have this stability. Because if we have stability on the basis of things and people that are changeable, we are never going to get this right, this firm. Then, last things about having self-control. This helps immensely in having the power of concentration. And in my experience, self-control comes very much from the control over our sense organs. And to be able to control our sense organs, it's very necessary to purify our sense organs. That's why it's very important to do karma yoga. Karma yoga in the center. Cleaning the center. Gardening in the center. Cooking in the center. Everything that you can do with your sense organs. Because you did wrong things. You performed wrong things. You performed sins through your body, through your sense organs. So if you start to do good elevated actions with your sense organs now, these sense organs will become your friends, will become your helpers, and will help you in having self-control. I think that we could go on and on and on about this, but I want to give you some time for questions and answers. But just to finalize, the first step when we sit in meditation is to remove our attention from everything that is around us. So we have to remove our focus from anything that distracts us. The second step, I say that it's concentration. It's to take our thoughts in one direction. That's why Baba gives us this meditation commentary. That's why Baba teaches us to converse with yourself. Be your friend. Dialogue with yourself. Be your teacher. Teach yourself. We have to direct the thoughts in one direction. And when we have concentration, then we can have meditation. And meditation in this case means that you start to experience the thoughts that you created in concentration. In concentration, you just create thoughts. I am a soul. I am a pure soul. And then in meditation, you start to experience soul consciousness. In concentration, you create the thought, I am a peaceful being. My home originally is the home of peace. And in meditation, you start to experience peace. So meditation is the experience of whatever thoughts you are concentrating on. And the fourth stage of meditation is the experience of silence. So if you concentrate, you experience, and then you become silent. You become calm. So silence doesn't come first. Silence comes last. Silence comes as the result. As the result of concentration and as the result of experience. If we understand that, then it's going to become much easier to experience the silence that Baba wants us in meditation. Because it's a silence that is filled with the essence of the concentration. It's filled with the experience of the qualities of the soul. It's not an empty silence, but it's a silence that is completely rich and filled up. So we have a few minutes more, and I know that there are many Russians here, because it's the biggest group that came yesterday from Shantiv, and the others are coming today. So if anyone wants to make a question, it's possible to make in your own language, but of course someone can translate, because I don't know Russian nor I know Tamil. So I just know Portuguese, Spanish, and English. So if you want to ask anything, please stand up or come to the front to be able to ask your question. No question, everyone has complete experience of the power of concentration? Or everyone understood everything that it was shared? No doubts? Because whenever people don't have any questions, it can be two reasons. First, because they understood everything. Second, because they didn't understand anything. And third, because they are shy. So, which possibility is your possibility? Huh? First, you understood everything. That's good. Okay, one sister. Sister, stand up, because we don't have another microphone. I don't have because Baba says that we can go with less hours of sleep. And I understand that, first of all, because like I said before, when we meditate and we have good meditation, then the meditation gives us the energy, the vitality that we need. And according to books that I read, there are exceptions. Like some people, like some business people, that they say that they just sleep 4 hours a day, or some other people. But the majority, not just the majority, the 99.9% of people, if they would sleep just 4 hours, after some time, they might get some stress, or they might get some physical illnesses, or they might get some problems that can bring some accidents in their lives. Because there are many, many statistics and many, many studies that show that after going, for instance, why so many accidents happen during the night, not just because people have drank or... But because, in the night, after a long time of work, even they say that the time of the day that has more accidents is during dusk. Because people are coming out from their work before reaching home, before having shower, before eating, Because through, when you arrive at home, you get energy. You're home and you clean yourself, you eat. Then you get some energy. So that time in between, when you leave your job and you arrive your home, is the time that there are more car accidents during the day. So what I say is that try to improve your meditation so that you can get energy, vitality through meditation. But if you need to rest, don't fight with yourself. It's better to rest and then be alert and be attentive in the murli, be alert during the day. And not, for instance, it's not a good example if you go to your lucky job and you keep sleeping on your desk. Then your boss, he's going to say, what is this kind of people? They say that meditation helps with concentration. They say that with meditation you become more productive. They say that meditation brings vitality. But look at this person, is always falling asleep. You say that you are Baba's child, and Baba is giving us so much, so we should be alert. You know, it's not always as if we are dying. If you need to rest, okay, rest. We have in the center where I live most of the time in São Paulo, every Saturday we have 2 hours yoga bhati from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening. So I tell them, I keep going and telling, because we are six in the center plus six in Padmasvan, which is just next door. So I keep telling them, have you rested in the afternoon? Have you rested in the afternoon? Have you rested in the afternoon? I keep asking them, because I don't want anyone to come here for Saturday bhati and sleeping. You know, we have to generate power. We have to be alert. So if for that it's necessary for you to rest, rest. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel guilty. You deserve. You are conquering Maya. A lot of cleaning process is going inside. Yeah? That's what I want to convey, because some people, they don't have the courage of sleeping because they feel that they are losing time. But then what is your state of mind the rest of the day? Any other thing? Yes, brother?
Which language is this? Russian?
Скажите свое мнение, преобразует ли моя сильная мысль пространство и время именно в направлении реализации?
Tell us, do our powerful thought change the space and the time in proper order? Can you change the space and the time with our powerful thought?
Yes, like I said before, you cannot create time. You cannot create 25 hours, 30 hours. We would like to, but we cannot. Science hasn't invented a method to create time. But our powerful thoughts, our concentration, can expand time. Like, for instance, if you are with your feet on a hot grid, 1 second will seem like an eternity. Because that would be so painful that you want to come out very soon. But sometimes we are in a pleasant experience with a very nice person, a nice conversation. And then suddenly you look at the person and you say, we have been here for 1 hour. It seems just like 5 minutes. Because when the experience is a pleasant one, you can expand time. So the same thing, if you are concentrated, you can fit more experiences. You can fit more tasks. You can fit more responsibilities in that same amount of time. One concentrated person can do 10 things. One person that the mind keeps wandering around can just do one thing and still one thing full of mistakes that other people have to correct afterwards. If they type one page, the page has so many typing mistakes that you would take 10 minutes again to correct the typing mistake. But if the person is concentrated, the person can type that one page perfectly in 10 minutes. You understand? So, and space, the same thing. Space, the same thing. If the person is in Portuguese, in our language in Brazil, we have a slang, a common word that we say that people who are not concentrated, they are very expansive and they need a lot of space. So we joke with someone and we say like this, oh, I don't want to live with this person because this person is very expensive. It means that the person would leave the shawl in the sofa in the room, on the sofa in the room, will leave the notebook in the kitchen, will leave the shoes on the steps, would, you know, wherever this person is going, will leave something. It means that this person doesn't consider that we leave 6 people here. So we have to be organized, because in the kitchen, it's not just one person living in the kitchen. It's 6 people living in that house. So you cannot leave your plate, your cup, your utensils. You cannot. Because if each one, 6 of us would do that, the kitchen would be a mess. So it's true that if you are organized and if you are concentrated, the space expands for you. So you can live with 2 people, 4 people, 6 people, 40 people in a small space if everyone is in essence. Everyone knows where to keep their things, and even physically. Even physically. If you are concentrated, a small space in the classroom, and like when you sit for Babada, the people who sit on the floor, they sit it very tight, small space. But because they are concentrated in Baba, they can be there for 3 hours, 4 hours, in that small space. So it's just like expanding space. No? In India, have you seen some of these rickshaws in India? I have already counted 20 people in those small cars. How they put it, I don't know, but they expand the space. Because whenever your heart is big, more people can come in. If your heart is small, 2 people, and you know you cannot adjust. Ah, no, I want to live alone. I cannot live with another person. It means that your heart is very small. Because if your heart is big, you can expand the space. You can live with more people. You can adjust. So you cannot make the time and the space bigger physically, but with qualities, with virtues, you can. So last question, and then we are going to have a few minutes meditation. It's Russian system?
Вот, у меня такой вопрос. Что такое медитация? Это переживание. Когда тебя захлёстывает, ты что-то видишь, чувствуешь, или наоборот, полная тишина звенит в тебе, то есть вот тишина, вот что именно? То есть и те переживания были, а что такое медитация?
Please tell us, what is the meditation exactly? For one side, it can be some experiences, feelings, emotions, internal, which fills you. Or on the other side, it can be a pin drop silence inside. And what is the real meditation? Sister has both kinds of experience, and she would like to discern.
Meditation is a variety of experiences. But that's why you can have many different experiences each time you meditate. Same like, for instance, you have, when you say the word cake, everyone knows what a cake is, but you can have a variety of tastes in cakes. You can have orange cake, chocolate cake, coconut cake, cake with cream, cake, plain cake. You can have, you know, all kinds of cake. So the same thing, the meditation, every quality, every virtue, and every experience can give a different flavor in the meditation. But basically, meditation comprises of a first step when you start to meditate, that you have to detach yourself, disconnect yourself from the outside. Outside can be the physical outside. Outside can be your responsibilities. Outside can be service, Baba service, outside can be even your body, because you have to come out of your body and you have to experience that you are a soul. So the first stage in meditation, it means detachment. It means that you just develop that experience of being an observer, of being detached. In a way, you disconnect yourself from the outside. Second step, Baba gives us to create some thoughts. So sometimes it can be some thoughts of myself, the soul. Sometimes can be the thoughts about my qualities. Sometimes can be some thoughts about my home, the silent home. Sometimes can be some thoughts about Baba, my relationship with Baba. Baba is my father, Baba is my mother, Baba is my friend. Sometimes can be the thoughts about Baba's qualities. Sometimes can be the experience and the thoughts about serving the world with Baba, not planning about the service that I have to do in the office, but serving the world, like, for instance, sending vibrations to the world. So there are many varieties of thoughts that we can create. So these thoughts, they help us to concentrate. The image that I like very much is, do you know the river? The river has the bed of the river, and the water has to flow through the bed of the river. And when the water overflows, the water goes into the plain. So the same happens with the thoughts. Because we have too many thoughts, the thoughts are overflowing in the plains of our mind. So what we have to do is to bring again the water inside the bed of the river. We have to bring our thoughts again into the bed of the mind, into the channel of the mind. So with concentration, with thoughts, we can develop that. And as the sister was saying, the thoughts, they can bring us some memories. Sometimes the music that they are playing can just work in our heart and open up our heart. Sometimes whenever we are thinking about one virtue, one quality, one Baba's quality, or we are remembering Baba, the day that Baba came and spoke about contentment, our heart becomes full of emotions. We say that these positive emotions are more like feelings. I'm not going to enter into that, but generally, emotions are more like negative. When the emotions are more like positive, we call them feelings. So feelings of peace, feelings of happiness, feelings of contentment, feelings of satisfaction, feelings of love, feelings of power. We feel a lot of sakash from Baba, power from Baba. So this experience of these feelings is meditation. And when the heart, the intellect, the whole soul becomes full of these feelings, when we are experiencing feelings of peace, feelings of love, this is called blissful stage. What is bliss? Bliss is a combination, it's just like a cocktail of peace, purity, love, happiness, and power. So this is bliss. Bliss is a cocktail of all these qualities together. So when you are experiencing this, you are meditating. And if you pay attention, whenever you are experiencing these positive emotions, these feelings, your mind starts to think very little, less thoughts, to the point of experiencing silence. So when you are experiencing meditation, yourself becomes very silent. The mind becomes silent. Very few thoughts. Is it clear, sister? Is it clear? Yes, sister, last one. Yes?
Вопрос о концентрации в карма-йоге. Когда я делаю какую-то физическую работу, то я могу думать об одном, но если это касается выполнения какой-то интеллектуальной задачи, то каков здесь метод поддерживать вот эту связь и также концентрироваться на той задаче, которую я выполняю?
The question is about the concentration during the karma yoga. Perhaps when we are doing some physical work, we can easily concentrate on spiritual points. But when we do some mental work, how to, in the same time, do this kind of job and also concentrate on Baba or something else?
There are two types of concentration, as I said. The physical concentration and the spiritual concentration. When you are doing a physical work, if the work doesn't require much attention, for instance, if the karma yoga is not something dangerous, you can be doing the work and at the same time your mind can be engaged in another kind of service. For instance, if you are washing the floor, you can be paying attention in washing the floor, but at the same time you can share knowledge, you can be talking to yourself, or you can be talking to the other Brahmin who is washing the floor together with you about how Baba is like the washerman that comes to wash the whole world. So you are not just washing the room in the center, but you know, like you can remind yourself that you are washing the whole world through that small task. So whenever you are concentrated in doing something, you can join some other mental activity together with that action. But there are some physical concentrations that it's not good if you think another thing together with it, because they are dangerous. For instance, you are operating a machine that is cutting something. If you don't concentrate and you don't pay attention in the machine that you have, you might cut your finger. So that's very dangerous. So you don't need to think, oh, I'm wasting my time because I have to be just attentive and fully concentrated in working with this machine. But you can think, no, I am present, I am doing this, I'm going to pay full attention in doing this process very careful, very right, because I know that whatever I'm going to learn about this task will help me spiritually afterwards. So this is like two kinds of physical work. The same thing with driving. When you are driving, they say that speaking on the cell phone is more dangerous than speaking after drinking alcohol, because you lose your concentration. So you should put in the car something that doesn't remove your concentration from the road. Like, for instance, you should not speak on the cell phone. You should put some light music that, you know, helps you to become alert, and not some music or something that distracts you. Third, the mental concentration. There are some concentration, mental work, that, you know, you need to focus, because if you don't focus, you are not going to get it right, or, you know, you are not going to get it in the time limit that you have. There are some kind of work that mentally you have to concentrate, but as I said, concentration doesn't mean stress. For instance, I was preparing the class here, right? So I had half an hour, 40 minutes to prepare, because I had to do a few other things before. So 40 minutes, I went to my room and I wrote down the points that I wanted to say. And during those 40 minutes, I didn't allow anything or anyone to distract my mind. But I didn't become tense. I didn't become nervous. I didn't become with stress because I had to concentrate. So to concentrate mentally is good, but you don't have like to make a force. I'm going to give you an example. Have you seen children when they start to write? They make it so strong with their little hand that sometimes they make a hole in the paper, right? You can even see on the other side what they have written. Now you are all mature. You can write easily. Is it an effort for you? No, it's not an effort because you have the practice. So the same thing. When you learn to concentrate, it will not require stress. It will not require tension. You can be concentrated and you can be smiling. You can be concentrated and your forehead can be straight. You don't need to do all these kind of contractions because you don't need to be in stress. You can be, another example, you can be fast, but you don't have to be in a hurry. To be fast means to be concentrated. To be in a hurry, it means to be with stress. When you are fast, indicates that you are concentrated. When you are in a hurry, you break things, you step on the wrong step, you make everything fall down, you become agitated. When you are in a hurry, you put everyone nervous. Is it like that? So concentration brings speed, but concentration should not bring stress. Okay? So let's finish for 1 minute meditation.